AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's threat to Iran, hours before his deadline for reaching a deal on his demands, is facing growing international condemnation. Sagar Magani has our report.
The president says a whole civilization will die tonight if Iran does not agree to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, among his other demands. Pope Leo calls the threat truly unacceptable, saying strikes on Iran's civilian infrastructure would violate international law.
There is no military objective that justifies the wholesale destruction of a society's infrastructure.
UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric, while inside the Security Council.
Iran will not stand idle.
Iran's ambassador warned it would immediately reciprocate. The president seemed to suggest an off-ramp, writing maybe something revolutionary can happen. Vice President J.D. Vance hopes Iran makes that happen.
I hope that they're smart.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vice President Vance spoke in Hungary, where he made an appearance in support of Prime Minister Viktor Orban's re-election bid. And he also made a phone call.
Mr. President, you are on with about 5,000 Hungarian patriots, and I think they love you even more than they love Viktor Orban.
Well, I can't believe that. I can't believe that, because I love Hungary, and I love that Viktor. I'll tell you, he's a fantastic man. We've had a tremendous relationship, and he does a job. Remember this. He didn't allow people to storm your country and invade your country like other people have and ruin their countries, frankly.
Orban is running for a fifth term as prime minister and is trailing a strong center-right challenger in the polls ahead of Sunday's vote. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks swung sharply on Wall Street as uncertainty built about what will happen in the war with Iran. The S&P 500 fell as much as 1.2% Tuesday. That came hours ahead of a deadline by President Trump to destroy Iranian power plants and bridges. Stocks rallied back late in the day after Pakistan's prime minister urged Trump to extend his deadline for another 2 weeks and asked Iran to open up the Strait of Hormuz for the same amount of time. The S&P 500 erased all its losses and ended 0.1% higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 85 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. gasoline prices are averaging $4.14 per gallon across the U.S., that according to the AAA. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.